我们大家请翻开约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel of John.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音十二章二十三节。
Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 23. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
二十四节。
I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
二十五节。
The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
二十六节。
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
在这里呢，主耶稣啊，讲到一粒麦子的精神。
Over here, Jesus speaks about the spirit, of the grain.Of a wheat.
原来他是讲到他自己。
This is in reference of he himself.
因为他自己就将要得到荣耀了。
Because he is the one, that will be glorified.
可是他得荣耀的方法是要死在十字架上。
But the way that he's going to be glorified is to be crucified first.
啊，这是当时没有人能够想象得到的。
At that time, there was no one who can imagine this from happening.
一般人呢，啊，都啊希望能够逃避死亡。
People in general try to avoid death.
特别是在罗马帝国，十字架的那种刑罚是一个最残酷的刑罚。
Especially in the Roman Empire days, the crucifixion is the most cruel way to punish a person.
把一个人钉在十字架上，那个最大的痛苦。
And it is the greatest pain of all to be crucified on a cross.
而且让他的血液呢，是一点一滴的啊，从他的手啊，从他的啊。脚一点一滴的流下来，而到最后干枯了而死亡。
And the person who's crucified on a cross will shed his blood little by little, until the time when he loses it all and dies.
可是现在耶稣却要用这样的一种死亡的方式来得到荣耀。
And now that's exactly the way that the Lord Jesus will die.
因为他要用这种方式才能够来完成救恩。
Because only through this way can he fulfill.The work of salvation.
然后让啊所有相信他的人啊来得到救恩，回到天父那里去。
So that everyone who believes in him may return to the bosom of the Lord.
所以耶稣说他自己就是像一粒麦子一样。
And the Lord Jesus said that he is likened to a kernel of wheat.
一粒麦子如果不落在地里面死了，仍旧是一粒。
It says here, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
而这一粒的麦子到最后还是会枯干，而最后还是会啊失去生命，死亡了。
And this single seed may lose its life eventually.
因为它还会枯干掉。
Because it will dry up.
那么枯干以后，它只能啊萎缩自己，然后最后还是啊死亡，而没有任何的影响力，没有任何的啊后面的啊。的这个其他的生命。
When the seed dries up, it will only die, and there will be no influences on other lives.
但是如果一粒麦子，它愿意啊牺牲自己落在地里面。
But then, if this kernel of wheat is going to fall to the ground,
在地里面好像是死亡了，被埋葬了，可是它却可以啊结出很多的其他的籽粒啊，很多的生命啊，再重新发挥出来。
By falling on the ground and dies.And it will able to grow and produce many.
所以呢，爱惜自己肉体生命的啊，就会丧失那属灵的生命。
Therefore, it says here, the man who loves his life will lose it.
因为他爱惜的是肉体的生命。
Because he only loves his physical life.
就好像是一粒麦子，他为了自私，要为了要照顾自己的肉体的生命，所以他宁愿啊保留自己。啊，最后还是枯干的死亡了。
And just likened to this kernel of wheat, if it chose to preserve its own life and rather die by itself,
那当然都没有办法得到啊属灵的生命。
Then there will be no way of receiving spiritual life.
也没办法结出其他的籽粒啊，发挥出其他的生命。
As well, it cannot produce other results and fruits.
但是在这个世界上，恨恶自己生命的就是。啊，愿意奉献、牺牲自己生命的人。
For those who hate his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. It means those who are willing to sacrifice their life.
因为他愿意牺牲自己。
Because he is willing to sacrifice him.
所以他反而要得到永生。
And he will, in the opposite, receive eternal life.
然后最后耶稣说，如果有人要服侍我，就要跟从我。
Whoever serves me must follow me.
就是跟从主耶稣，就是来效法主耶稣。
To follow Jesus is to learn from him.
因为要效法主耶稣的脚步行。
Because you have to imitate the steps of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他是像一粒麦子一样牺牲自己而完成救恩。
The Lord Jesus is likened to this kernel of wheat that he sacrificed himself.
而我们要效法耶稣，也是要牺牲自己而来得到永生。
We have to imitate the examples of Jesus to sacrifice ourselves.
那么我们要得到永生。
And then we'll receive eternal life.
而且还会发挥更大的生命的影响力。
At the same time, we'll have greater influence in our lifetime.
这样的死亡是最高的价值。
And this kind of death bears the highest value.
我们不会白白的死亡了。
We will not die in vain.
因为白白的牺牲生命真的是没有价值的。
Because dying in vain is just merely saying that the life is worthless.
也可以像是一只蚂蚁就这样死亡了，没有任何的影响力。
It's just likened to an ant. It died and there's no influence at all.
所以我们中国有一句古话这么说死亡可以轻如鸿毛，重于泰山。
There's an ancient Chinese saying that the death itself can be as light as a feather, as heavy as the mountain.
所以呢，这是一个重，可以比一座山更重。
And then this in itself can be heavier than the weight of a mountain.
可是轻啊，就是微不足道的，比一片羽毛更轻啊，更漂浮更不重要啊。
But it can be as trivial as a feather, which is so light as nothing.
当然，我们要选择怎样来让我们的死亡得到更大的价值呢
？Of course, we need to learn how we can make the best value out of our death.
主耶稣他就是为我们立下了这个榜样。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus has set this example for us.
可是呢，他要牺牲自己。
But then he has to sacrifice himself first.
在旧约时代，以赛亚先知就预言了这位弥赛亚要如何牺牲自己。
In the Old Testament, prophet Isaiah already prophesied who this Messiah is going to be.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
We 们先看以赛亚书五十二章。
Let's first read Book of Isaiah, chapter 52.
52章13节。
Chapter 52, verse 13.
52章13节。
Chapter 52, verse 13. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
14节。
Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
15节。
So will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouth because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
这里预言呢，将来有一位神的仆人要来做一些救恩的工作。
In this prophecy, it says that there will be someone who will fulfill this work of salvation.
而这个神的仆人就是弥赛亚。
And this servant of God is Messiah.
那么他的外貌呢是非常憔悴的，比世人更枯干的。
And his appearance is so disfigured beyond that of any man in the world.
可是他最后却要行事有智慧来。被高举上升。
But then later on, he will be uplifted.
最后要成为至高的。
And he will become the highest of all.
那么接着我们看53章就开始描述他所做的那些工作。
In chapter 53 is a description of his work.
他是一个没有家型美貌。
He's someone who did not have good appearance.
但是呢他被藐视被人家厌弃。
And he has been despised and betrayed by people.
他多受很多的痛苦，常经过很多的患难。
And have gone through a lot of pain and toil.
他被人家藐视。
And also being despised.
但是这一切他都愿意承担了。
But all of that he was willing to
accept.
Let's read verse 4. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
第五节,
but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
第六节,
we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以主耶稣呢, 他就, 啊, 牺牲了他自己,
the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself.
他担当了我们的忧患,
he has taken up all of our transgressions and also iniquities.
但是我们却以为他是受刑罚的,
but when we thought that he was just someone, just simply someone who's taking up the punishment,
我们以为他是被神击打苦待了,
we simply thought that he was stricken by all these pain. But in actual fact, he was inculpable.
他乃是为了我们的过犯来受到这样的苦待。
For our transgression, he has to go through all these punishments.
因为他受的刑罚, 我们得到平安。
And because of such a punishment that he has gone through, that we enjoy peace.
因为他受的鞭伤, 我们得到了医治。
And because he has been whipped, therefore we're able to heal our wounds.
我们众人的罪都归到他的头上了。
And all of our iniquities has fallen upon him.
所以他就牺牲了他自己。
He sacrificed himself.
就像一粒麦子掉到地里面, 啊, 埋葬了一样。
Just likened to this grain of wheat that fell into the ground and being buried.
啊, 已经埋葬了死亡了。
And after the burial, then it died.
可是他这样的死亡呢, 却不是白白的牺牲生命的。
Such kind of death is not a death in vain. It is just the opposite, that you will bring about greater effect of it.
要让我们得到平安,
so they will receive peace.
要让我们得到医治,
so they will be healed.
所以我们全人类呢, 这在耶稣基督的救恩之下呢, 能够重归到神那里去。
And as human, we are able to receive this salvation to be able to return to God.
因为耶稣的牺牲, 为我们打开一条又新又活的道路。
Because of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus that we have been given this way that is new and open.
所以在耶稣钉十字架的时刻,
at time when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他断了气了,
and he gave up his last breath.
在圣殿里面的, 隔开至圣所跟圣所的幔子呢, 也从上到下而裂开了,
and the curtain that separates the holies of holies and the temple has been broken.
因为呢, 我们借着耶稣的, 救恩, 就可以进去至圣所里面，来到施恩的宝座前。
Through the salvation of God, we are able to enter into this holy of holy to receive grace.
而且能够到施恩的宝座前来向神祷告。
And we are able to come before this throne of grace to pray to God.
所以主耶稣, 的救恩是带来的新的生命。
Therefore, the salvation of the Lord bring about new lives.
而且带给我们一个新的历史。
And it brings about new history. And it brings about this new world. And that is an inflection point in our human history.
人类的历史呢, 从远古开始呢,
right from the past history of human, God has already existed in this world.
但是人类都在罪恶的捆绑之下, 过着劳苦的日子。
But then human is always committing sin and living in the bondage of sin.
所以呢, 佛教徒啊, 他们认同, 认知到人类的生老病死啊, 怎样的痛苦。
And in Buddhism, they realize that people living in this world is only going through the process of birth, process of growing up, process of getting sick, and process of death.
而这些呢, 就是代表了人生是苦海。
And it is only representing this life is only but bitterness.
而这样的痛苦呢, 人没有办法逃避。
And this kind of pain that we can never shun away with.
所以最后的方法呢, 当然佛教徒的方法就是要如何逃避这个痛苦, 他们用各种方法来逃避, 可是最后还是逃避不了的。
Therefore, people believe in Buddhism, they try to find a way of getting out of it.
我们唯有到耶稣基督里面, 我们才能够得到平安。
But for us, the best way is to return to the Lord so that we can have true peace.
我们才能够得到医治。
So can we receive healing.
这是耶稣所立下的榜样。
That is the example from Jesus.
那我们今天来跟随耶稣的人。
Today, for people like us following Jesus,
我们要效法基督。
And we learn from him.
我们要发挥这样的一粒麦子的精神。
We have to manifest the spirit of the kernel of the wheat.
可以牺牲我自己，可是却可以带给我周围的人更大的帮助。
I may sacrifice myself, but I can bring about a lot of help to others.
就好像一个部队他们去打仗的时候。
Just like in the battlefield when a troop that is going out for war.
他们在打仗的时候呢他们说这次我们已经不能打赢了，我们必须撤退。
During the battle, if they realize that they have no way of winning over the other, then they will try to retreat.
可是全军的人要撤退，平安的得到这个撤退的是很困难的。
But then for the entire troop to withdraw or retreat themselves safely without sacrificing any one of them,It's a difficult task.
因为敌军很靠近了，我们要全军撤退，一定会被他们追赶，而且会被他们追杀。
Because as the troop retreats, the enemy will be right behind, try to hurt them.
必须有一个人在原地呢停留埋放那个炸弹。
There should have someone who is staying behind, trying to lay down bombs.
而当敌军靠近的时候，他引爆这个炸弹。能够让敌军被阻挡了，然后停下来。
So that this bomb may explode when the enemy draws near, then can they stop the enemy from going after the rest of the troops?
那这样呢其他的队友呢军人才能够平安的离开。
And that's a way how they can retreat the troop safely.
可是这个人他竟然留在那里要放这个炸弹。
But then that person has to stay behind to lay down this bomb.
他一定要有。准备死亡牺牲的这样的一个精神。
He must already have in his mind that he has to sacrifice at some point.
因为只有他一个人留下来要来点燃这个炸弹。
Because he will be the only one who's staying behind trying to lit up this bomb.
等于他自己也要跟着死亡
That means to say that he will have to die along with it.
可是他这样的死亡却带给他整个军队的平安。
But,This kind of death is in exchange for the safety and also lives of the rest of the troop.
当时呢将军就问所有的军人说，说谁愿意留下来点燃这个炸弹，牺牲生命？
Before they retreat, the general asked the troop that who is willing to step out and be willing to stay behind to lit up this bomb.
有的人赶快闪开，不是我，不是我。
There are people just step back.Trying to deny.
但是也有几个人主动举手说我愿意，我愿意来做这件事情。
And there are a few that raised their hand and were willing to volunteer.
最后呢，将军选出其中的一个人来做这样的工作。
And then among those volunteers, the general chose one person to take up such a task.
然后这个人真的留下来了，点燃炸弹，然后来也牺牲他的生命。
And true enough, this person stayed behind and lit up the bomb and killed himself.
但是他的队友全部都得到平安的撤退。
But then the rest of the troop can retreat safely.
虽然在这次的战役里面，他们撤退了。
Even though in such a battle that they had to retreat.
但是他们保留了整个整个部队的平安以及他们的战力。
But then they were able to preserve the life of the rest of the troop.
因此，下一次他们又跟敌军来打仗的时候，他们打胜仗了。
Therefore, they are able to win over the enemies the next time around.
所以到最后呢的结果是，他们这次打了胜仗。
So at the conclusion, the troops were able to win over in the battle.
所以在二次大战之间，最后是美国来得胜了。
And in World War II, it is United States that has won the war.
而德军是失败了。
And the Germans has been defeated.
所以我们要知道呢，一个人的生命。却带给最后的得胜。
We know that this sacrifice of a person's life bring about the triumph for others.
我们同样又谈到二次大战之间，犹太人受到德国的这个集中营的这样的一种苦害。
And also we know from the history of this World War II that Jews has been persecuted in this concentrated camp in Germany.
统计有六百万的犹太人被杀害了。
And altogether, there were 6 million Jews that had been killed.
有些人是被用毒气毒死了。
Some of them have been killed by poisonous gas.
他们以为说，哎呀，德军对我们很好，叫我们去洗澡。
They thought that the Germans were so kind to ask them to take shower.
叫他们把衣服都脱下来，然后到里面，到一个房间里面去洗澡。
So they were asked to take off their clothes and go into this one room to take shower.
本来洗澡很高兴，可是慢慢的播放了释放了那种毒气进来，他们不知道。
And when they were taking their shower, then this gas that has came in without knowing.
最后一个一个倒下来。
And eventually, one by one, fell on the ground.
然后一个一个抬出去就埋葬了。
So each of them has been carried out and buried.
所以呢，有很多很多的方式杀害了这些犹太人。
There were many ways that they tried to kill the Jews.
所以呢，犹太人被关到集中营之后，他们没有明天了。
After these Jews has been put into this concentration camp, there is no tomorrow anyway.
所以现在呢，有特别为犹太人的那个集中营做了一些博物馆。
There are a lot of museum were established in memory of these Jews that has died in the war.
我就听说了，曾经有一个纪念馆叫做鞋子的纪念馆。
And there is a memorial hall by the name of the memorial hall of the shoes.
因为呢，那些犹太人他们被杀害之前，他们的鞋子留下来了。
Because before these Jews were killed.They left their shoes behind.
那这些鞋子有大人的鞋子，也有小朋友的鞋子，也有婴儿的鞋子。
And there are different kind of shoes that were set behind. They were the shoes of adults, of children, of teenagers.
所以后来犹太人在二次大战之后，就把这些集中营的剩下来的鞋子，把它收集起来，做了一个纪念馆。
And after the war, the Jews they collected all these shoes that had been left behind by those Jews who had been killed.And form the content of this museum.
而每次去参观这个集中营的时候，就会看到这些纪念馆里面的鞋子。
And each time when people visit this memorial hall, they will see the shoes.
这些犹太人的牺牲有没有价值呢？
Is there a price or value to this sacrifice of the Jews?
真的白白就死亡了吗？
Did they just die in vain like that?
在1948年，他们就恢复了以色列的国度。
In 1948, they were able to reform their own country.
这就是因为他们二次大战之间600万的牺牲所带来的价值。
And the reason why they are able to re-establish their nation is because of the death of the 6 million Jews.
所以二次大战之后，联合国开大会。
And after the Second World War, United Nations had a conference.
大家都认知到犹太人他们的牺牲生命。
They realized that how many Jews has died in the war.
所以最后他们开大会同意让犹太人能够回归到以色列巴勒斯坦来重建他们的国家。
And that's where the meeting has taken place to agree upon to re-establish their nation.
所以他们的死亡带来的就是国家的复兴。
And their death has bring about the revival of their country.
这好像是以利麦子的精神一样。
That's just likened to the spirit of the kernel of wheat.
那今天我们来教会侍奉神。
Today coming to the church to serve the Lord.
我们要花很多的时间、精神金钱各方面。
We have to spend a lot of time, money, and also effort.
但是我们却要让全体教会都得到了造就。
But then we need to have the church, people of the church, to be edified.
我们个人的奉献。牺牲却要让全体教会都得到帮助。
Our personal sacrifice and offering is to bring about assistance to others in the church.
所以我们个人的牺牲是有价值的。
So a personal sacrifice will have a value to it.
而这样的牺牲还不至于到死亡的生命的奉献那么严重啊。
But this kind of sacrifice we're not speaking about losing your life.
但是我们却愿意做这样的奉献。
But then we're willing to sacrifice.
所以呢，保罗他就是用这样的精神来奉献。
So Paul did have this kind of spirit in his sacrifice.
他甚至呢，把个人的生命已经置之度外了不会去顾惜他了。
He had no regard of his life, but just to help others.
因为呢，他知道呢，我今天能够来服侍神，是我一个美好的机会。
Because he knew that it is the greatest opportunity that he has this he can serve the Lord.
因为他知道呢，如果不是神的拯救，他早就啊该被啊该被处死刑了。
Without the saving of the Lord, he would have been long killed.
因此呢，他愿意奉献他自己。
Therefore, he was willing to offer up himself.
而把福音传到全世界各地。
To preach the gospel to every ends of the world.
我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
二十章二十二节。
Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 22. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there.I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
在这里保罗说了，他要到耶路撒冷去，可是不晓得要发生什么事情。
Paul says over here he's going to Jerusalem, but he did not know what's going to happen.
前面也有先知已经告诉他说，他得到启示说，你要到耶路撒冷会受捆绑。
There were prophecies from the prophets that when he goes to this city of Jerusalem, he will be bounded.
但是保罗仍然不害怕。
Paul did not afraid.
他知道呢，圣灵已经跟他说过了。
He knows that the Holy Spirit has already conversed with him.
他说有捆锁与患难来等待我。
He says that there were prison and also hardship awaiting for him.
可是保罗却不以性命为念。
But Paul did not regard his life, he regarded his life as nothing.
也不看为宝贵。他只要行完他的路程啊。
He didn't treasure his life a bit, but all he wanted to do is to finish the race.
要成全神所托付靠他的一个任务。
To complete the task the Lord Jesus has entrusted him.
所以保罗就是用这样一粒麦子的精神在做使徒事工作。
With this kind of spirit, as a kernel of a grain, that he worked for the Lord.
他说纵使牺牲生命，我也不看为宝贵。
Even at the point that he has to spare his life,he did not regard his own life as worth anything.
真的呢，如果没有这样的奉献，他仍然是一个人，然后最后还是年老了到了七八十岁、一百岁，还是要死亡啊。
If he chose to do nothing until the age of 70 and 80, but eventually he's going to die anyway.
因为到有一天人总是要离开世界的。
Because as human, we all someday have to depart from this world.
可是活得那么久了，活到一百岁了，可是什么事情都没有完成。
You may live till the age of 100, but you did not do anything at all.
那活在这个世上又有什么价值呢？
Then what's the point of you living in this world?
不过就是吃吃喝喝吧。
It's only about eating and drinking.
可是呢，最后还是要死亡。
But what it will boil down is death anyway.
但是保罗呢，却要选择一个不一样的死亡。
But then Paul had chosen a different kind of death.
他愿意为了服侍神，为了传福音，而奉献他的生命。
He was willing to sacrifice his own life for the sake of gospel.
因为他觉得这样的一个选择呢，是最有价值的。
He believed that his choice is the most valuable of all.
虽然牺牲了他肉体的生命，
even though he could have spared his own life,
但是他却被神把他接到天上去。
But he knew that the Lord God will receive him in the heaven.
就好像是斯提凡一样。
Just like Stephen.
我们知道呢，斯提凡是当时使徒时代第一个被选出来的一个执事。
We know that Stephen was the first deacon that had been chosen in those days.
因为当时呢，教会有一些事务的工作，所以选择了七位有好名声被圣灵充满的七位执事来办理这些事情。
In those days, they have chosen seven deacons who bear a good name in order to serve the Lord.
但是斯蒂凡呢，却要受到逼迫。
But Stephen has to go through a persecution.
最后呢，犹太人用石头把他打死。
And eventually he was killed by stone, in the hands of Jews.
但是我们知道斯蒂凡在最后要死亡之前，
before Stephen died,
他却看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
看到耶稣站在神的右边。
He saw that Jesus was standing on the right side of God.
然后他就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
He said, I saw the heaven open and the Son of God is standing on the right of God.
那最后他呼叫说，主啊，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。
And he cried out to the Lord that God, please accept my life.
那最后他就倒下来就睡着了。
Eventually he fell down and he slept.
因为呢，在基督徒的生命观里面，这个死亡啊，并不叫死亡，而叫做睡着了。
In the context of Christianity, death itself is just likened to sleep.
因为我们在睡着了以后最后要复活要醒过来。
And after we fall asleep, we will someday wake up again.
那个就是复活的时候。
That is the time of resurrection.
所以呢，我们面对这个死亡呢不是像一般人的死亡，而是一种睡着。
So when we face death, it's very different from people of this world. We just regard it as being fallen asleep.
所以呢，我们没有任何的害怕。
There's nothing that we are afraid of.
我们还可以面对这样的一种生命的结束而得到更大的价值。
And by concluding our life this way, we may receive greater value.
最后要结出很多的籽粒。
And we will then grow into many other seeds.
不是只有我们一粒麦子死亡就结束了。
There will not be only one single kernel of wheat to end everything.
因为我们选择埋在地里面的死亡。
We chose ourselves to die and also to be buried in the ground just like this kernel of grain.
这是一个一粒麦子的精神。
And that is the spirit of the grain of wheat.
我们在上个月11月底的时候，我被差派到了西雅图教会。
At the end of last month, I've been sent to Seattle area for work.
那在那里呢，遇到他们的一个负责人，一位姐妹呢，她在那里做服事的工作。
I met this sister who was in the church board.
那么这个姐妹原来是在台湾，我就认识她的姐妹。
I knew this sister since the days in Taiwan.
可是呢，在台湾的时候，我看到她比较少来教会。
At time, when I knew her in Taiwan, I know that she hasn't come to the church quite often.
而且我知道她有很多心灵的困难。
And she has a lot of trouble at heart.
而且当然信仰上有一些迷惑。
And there's some confusion in her faith.
可是感谢神呢，她跟着那移民来到美国之后。
After migrating to United States,
那他就开始来热心的到西雅图教会来服侍神。
She became more fervent and to serve in the church.
所以呢，我上个月到了西雅图教会聚会崇拜结束以后，我们跟他有个聊天谈话。
After the church service at Seattle Church, we had a conversation.
我才问到他在台湾的时候，我看他看你都很少来聚会。
And I asked her, well, when I was in Taiwan, I noticed that you didn't come to the church quite often.
可是你现在来美国西雅图还可以当负责人，这么热心，那到底这个转变是怎么来的？
I'm just curious, what is the reason behind you becoming so fervent and now you become one of the board members at Seattle Church?
她就很诚实的很诚恳的跟我讲了她的故事。
She was very honest about her story.
她说呢，她上面还有两个哥哥。
She said that she had two older brothers.
但是呢，两个哥哥都生了病一个一个走了。
And her brothers all fell ill and later on died.
所以呢，她的爸爸呢非常的伤心。
And her father was very sad about it.
她的哥哥也才过40-50岁，就这样一个一个离开了这个人世间。
And both of her brothers who died in the 40s and left this world.
本来第一个大哥走的时候。他们很难过，但是勉强还可以撑得过去。
When their eldest brother died, they were able still bearing with it.
但是到第二哥哥也走的时候，他们真的是无法再忍受下去了， then, 真的不知道神的旨意是什么。
But then when the second brother died, they can no longer accept the fact.
所以当时呢，他就开始对神的信仰有很大的困惑。
And that was a time when she had this confusion about God.
神啊，你为什么赏赐给我的爸爸有两个儿子，为什么又把他们带走了呢？
Why did you give my father two sons, yet you have taken them away?
你如果要带走，不如不要赏赐，不就是没有事了吗？
If you just want to take them away, why don't you not give it to my father at the beginning?
可是为什么要这样子赏赐又带走呢？
But why did you give and take?
而且都是在他两个哥哥啊年轻力壮的时刻就带走了。
And why did you take them away in their middle age when they're the strongest?
所以他一直不明白神的旨意是什么。
She didn't understand the will of God.
因此呢，他就开始呢比较少来教会。
So then, she then come to church very seldom.
她一直在困惑当中啊，在过生活。
In such a confusion that she lived her life.
可是到后来呢，啊，到了美国之后，她开始啊想到了啊想到了神的旨意啊。
Later on, when she moved to the United States, then she started to think about the will of God.
真的是从神而来的一种感动。
It is through the true touching of the Lord.
啊，她就说呢，她受了感动呢。有了两个想法。
And after she was moved by God, there was two thoughts that came out from her mind.
她开始思想了这两件事情，她才明白过来，啊，原来一切都有神的旨意。
When she was thinking about these two things, then she realized that there is the will of God.
第一个她说了，她后来明白了，死亡并不是最糟糕的事情。
And first of all, she realized the fact that death is not the worst thing to have happened.
死亡有时候是反而卸下世上的劳苦的一个方法。
In actual fact, death is maybe the best way to end all this trouble in the world.
他明白启示录的那段话说，在主里死亡的人呢，有福了，因为他们歇了世上的劳苦。
And just like what is said in the book of Revelation, for those who die in Christ are the blessed ones because they have.Lay down their burdens of the world.
所以呢，他两个哥哥都离开这个世界，并不是最糟糕的事情。
Even though the two brothers have left this world, it is not the worst thing that has happened.
当然，在人的角度来看，舍不得他们的离开。
From a perspective of man, no one is willing to see such a sad thing from happening.
他们在年轻的时候就这样走了，我们当然一定舍不得啊，会很多的难过。
If they leave during their young in their youth, then we'll be sad over it.
但是呢，他后来想到，神如果看到他现在是最好的，把他们接回去天国，那不是更好的吗？
But if the Lord were to receive them at the best or at the pinnacle of their life, isn't that the greatest thing?
如果他留在世界上，如果还会再犯罪，那不是更不好吗？
By staying in this world, perhaps they will commit more sins. Isn't that worse off?
所以呢，他后来开始想到死亡。并不是最不好的事情。
Therefore, she realized that death is not the worst thing to have happened.
在某个角度来看，神的旨意更明白我们会遇到什么事情，所以把他的哥哥两个这样的接走，反而是一件好事。
From another perspective, when you see that the Lord had received them, it's probably the best thing to have happened.
这是第一个很大的转变，他对死亡的观点呢，从负面的、悲观的咒诅的，变成。可能是另外一种形式的祝福啊。
She was at first very negative, and at the point she was cursing God. But then, she has changed into a person who realized this greatest turning point.
第二个啊，她改变的改变的原来的想法。
And the second major point that changed her thoughts.
就是因为她的二嫂呢，跟她的孩子后来来教会慕道。
Was that later on? Her sister-in-law came to the church to seek after the truth.
因为他的二哥已经去世了。
After the second brother died.
那教会很关心他的家庭。
And the church was very caring for her family.
常常就关心他的二嫂跟他的孩子。
And then the church was very caring for the second brother's wife and the children.
然后到邀请他们来教会。
And then invited them to the church.
第一次他们也许就拒绝了，没有来。
They rejected for the first time.
那一次、两次、三次呢？他们都不断的拒绝，到最后真的不好意思，还是接受教会的邀请而来了教会。
And after this constant invitation and constant refusal, they finally accepted to come to church.
因为教会的弟兄姐妹是真心诚意的在关心这个家庭啊，
because、
因为他们先生已经不在了，爸爸已经不在了。
Because the church member was truly caring for them because they have already lost their husband and wife.And father.
那么这个家庭大家特别的看顾。
And the church was very caring for them.
那最后他接受邀请来到教会。
And then they came to the church eventually.
本来也以为说他只是来教会跟大家就是说交通只是这样做朋友而已。
And the member thought that they are probably in the church probably for once, or maybe here to just make a few friends.
但是感谢神呢，有一次的祷告竟然得到圣灵。
And during one prayer, they received Holy Spirit.
就他二嫂呢，在教会得到圣灵之后，他明白真的有神。
And after receiving Holy Spirit, the wife of the second brother realized that there is actually God.
所以他就受洗了，也带着孩子来，都受洗了。
She then was baptized, so were her children.
可是呢，以她原来的想法说，她这个二嫂的那种思想啊、观念啊、背景来看呢，是几乎很困难、很困难会来信主的家的一个人呐。
So at first, this sister from Seattle thought that her sister-in-law was someone who's probably the most difficult to be converted to Christian.
但是呢，因为她哥哥的去世
，and because of the passing of her brother.
然后她的二嫂呢才终于来到教会又得到圣灵，所以后来受洗了。
And then there came the opportunity for the sister-in-law to come to the church and to have received the Holy Spirit.
好像她哥哥的安息呢，就带来了她的二嫂跟孩子们的得救。
In a way that the death of the brother has bring about the salvation of the sister-in-law.
所以呢，她就想到这就是神的旨意吗？
And then she realized that isn't that the very will of God?
也许我们会想说，神难道用这么残忍的方法，为了要让一个人得救，要牺牲另外一个人生命吗？
Sometimes we thought that it might be a cruel for God to have taken someone else's life just to fulfill the salvation of another.
但是呢，我们要知道，其实神的旨意是更奇妙，我们不能够完全了解的。
But then we must realize that the will of God is so miraculous that we may not fully understand.
因为神要做一件事情有更多更多的考虑，我们不了解的奥秘。
There are many considerations behind the will of God that we may not understand fully.
所以神让这个人的牺牲而带了另外一个人的得救，这并不是单纯的交换而已。
The sacrifice of this person that brought about the salvation of the other, this is not a just simple equal exchange.
而且要带来的造就是整体教会的造就。
So what the edification that has been brought about is the edification for the entire church as a whole.
因为整体教会因为这个弟兄的去世呢而关心了这个家人他的商家。
Because of the passing of this brother, the church were able to have this opportunity to share their care.For the family.
让整个教会才更知道什么叫爱心，什么叫做关怀。
And then the entire church will realize what is true love and true caring.
这就是神的家。
This is the very family of God.
神的家就是应该付出关怀的。
As family of God, that we have to have love.
神的家不是来批评不是拿来攻击别人的互相来做比较的。
The family of God is not a place for criticism and also attacks of others.
而是要来付出关怀。
But rather, to pay your caring for others.
也不是来教会要做一个一个彰显自己的一个 show off 就是好像自己的一个某个社会地位的象征，绝对不是这样。
And the family of God is not a place where you show off your status in a society or your ability.
教会这个不一样，不是一个舞台。
Over at the family of God, it is not a drama stage.
而是让我们来奉献的地方。
But rather, it's a place for us to sacrifice and offer.
并不是来显耀你的才华能力的一个地方。
It is not a place to show off your own talents and skills.
所以一个人的死亡却带给整体教会的反省。
Therefore, a death of a person that bring about re-examination for the entire church.
所以这不是那么容易只是一个死亡一个得救的这样的一个交换而已。
It is not a simple exchange of this death and salvation.
而且呢，当一个人的生命越短就离开世界的话，他对教会的震撼是越大。
And the younger the person who dies, will have a greater impact to the church as a whole.
我曾经为一个国中二年级的一个小弟弟来举办丧礼。
I have taken up this funeral service for a brother who died at the age of 14.
因为呢，他得了一个血癌。
Because he has suffered from this blood cancer.
那么后来就走了。
And he died eventually.
但是呢，他在走之前，他来教会受洗。
So before his death, he came to a church for baptism.
所以呢，他走的时候非常安详的离开。
And when he died in peace.
然后他的妈妈虽然很难过，可是他知道他儿子得救了。
Even though the mother was very sad to have lost her son, but she knew that the son has been saved.
因为呢，他们已经受洗了。
Because they have all baptized.
那我为他办丧礼的时候。
During the funeral service,
是在他家的外面的一个广场搭个帐篷，然后在那边办一个丧礼。
There was a tent that has been put up. Then we held the funeral service in the tent.
我记得那次的丧礼呢，人非常多的参加。
I still could recall that during the day of funeral service, they were packed with people.
他们国中二年级的导师呢，带着全班的同学穿着制服来参加这场丧礼。
And his school teacher that brought every single of his classmates in uniform attended the funeral service.
我看场那个丧礼的会场，二年级国中二年级的学生80%全部都是他们的这些学生同学在那里。
And I saw that all these grade eight students were classmates standing there.
所以那场丧礼呢，在某个形式上变成一个布道会。
And in that funeral service, it turned out to be an evangelical service.
因为我从来没有过对这么多的同学呢来做一个布道会。
Because in the past, I didn't have such kind of experience that I had to preach to all those classmates.
我让这些这些国中的学生明白生命的道理。
So then I teach them a lesson on life.
我是说，往糟糠的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
I said that it's better to be with the family of
往糟糠的家去，强如往宴乐的家去。
It's better to go to a family with a funeral than going to a family who has a feast.
因为呢，在糟糠的家大家会思想有关于死亡的事情。
Because when you attend funeral service, that you realize a lot of things about death.
而且要得到生命的智慧。
You will receive the wisdom of life.
所以看起来他好像牺牲他的生命。
Even though he has sacrificed his life,
他被主耶稣已经接到天上安息了。
The Lord God has already received him into heaven.
可是却在那个丧礼的当中造就了他所有的同学。
And during such a funeral service, it has edified all of his classmates.
福音的种子就放在每一个孩子的心里。
And a seed of the gospel has been planted in each and every one of their hearts.
所以我就想到一粒麦子的精神。
Then I thought about this kernel of wheat, the spirit.
我们终究还是要死亡的。
Eventually, we all have to die.
但是我们可以选择要如何死亡，才会有更大的价值。
But then we have a choice of how the way that we die, so that they will bear. The greatest
在什么时候死亡才会有更大的价值
？So when can we die so that we will bear the greatest value？
在用什么方式来死亡才有更大的价值
？And the way that we die that can bear the greatest value of us。
这一切呢，都是我们在思想生命的时候来得到的智慧。
And all of such, is something that we can receive in terms of wisdom when we think about life.
所以主耶稣才告诉我们这一粒麦子的精神。
That's the reason why the Lord Jesus tells us this spirit of kernel of wheat.
一起唱诗。
Please sing him.
225首。
Please sing him number 225.